to be maskir the Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is why we say the parsha of Tzitzis at night, because even though the mitzvah of Tzitzis is not nayek at night, but we are mechuyev to be mechaven to be yaitzei sechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. By the way, just a little horror. It actually, you probably know this, but it's actually not so pashut that the mitzvah of Tzitzis is only nayek in the day and not at night. That's a big machlokes. The Rambam and the Rush. The Gemara does say, "Laila lavsman tzitzishu," because of the words or reisim also. You have to be able to see the tzitzis by natural light, and the neila, if you can't see it naturally, you're not mechuyev in tzitzis. But there's a machlekes, the Rambam and the Rush, how to touch up that Gemara. The Rambam says it literally is a day or night issue, meaning if I wear a talus at night, I don't make a bracha, and I'm not chayiv in tzitzis, I'm allowed to wear a talus without tzitzis at night, dalet tantras. So according to the Rambam, indeed, it's a straight night and day issue. The Rush says it's not totally on night and day, it's totally on what type of garment it is. Certain garments are normally worn in the day, like whatever it is, a shirt, a coat, and certain, that's called the ksus yom, and certain garments are normally worn at night, like pajamas or a bathrobe or something like that. So the Rush says a kesus yom is chayev in tzitzis even at night, even with a bracha, according to the Rush. A kesus laila is pater mi tzitzis even in the day. Now, according to the Rush, if I put on a talus at night, or a talus katan at night, depending on, well, if you're not married, you would actually make a bracha. According to the Rambam, you would not make a bracha. And of course, since it's a suffix bracha lahakel, any suffix bracha, we don't make a bracha, so we don't make a bracha because we're semich in the Rambam. That's why in Yom Kippur, when all the married people who wear talasim during the day wear it at night as well, the halacha is we have to put on our talus before shkia. In order to, otherwise, it's, we shouldn't be nichnas into a suffix bracha. Now, without getting into that, I just want to say that you could ask a very simple kasha on the Rush. I mean, the Gemara says beferish that women are patureis from the mitzvah of tzitzis because it's a mitzvah sasei shazman grama. According to the Rush, in what way is it a mitzvah sasei shazman grama? If it's a ksus yayim, you're chayev even at night. Ksus laila is patur legamri. So just because the mitzvah of tzitzis only applies to certain types of garments, how does that make it a mitzvah sasei shazman grama? Why aren't women chayavos in tzitzis? Don't tell the women's liberationists, but they have a good taina. We want to be machmer. Now, good. To tell a woman to make a bracha, so that we're not going to say, because, that's another problem. Actually, there actually is no problem for a woman to make a bracha either, for Ashkenazim, because if a woman is putter, even like the Rambam, Mrs. Sages van Garama, Rabbeinu Tam says they can still make a bracha as an enum and silver of yais. Okay, say there. So you're going to have to learn, according to the Rush, big chiddush, and that is that whenever the definition of the chiyuv is bound up in a day or night determination, even if it doesn't translate into limiting it in time, but since it's yom versus laila that determines the beged, so it's zaman grama. What, again, what's the taitu of zaman grama? Time causes. Now, obviously, this does not fit the Abu Dram's famous explanation, right? The Abu Dram wants to explain why are women patureis from an asei shazman grama. So the Abu Dram, since a woman is meshubba to take care of the children and the like, it's not shayach to tell her, you gotta do this a certain time. That getter b'chlal doesn't make sense according to the Rush, okay? Because ksus yayim is chayach 24/7. All right, so you have to say it's a gzeres hakasav, that whenever zaman is kaiveya, the chepta shal mitzvah, that is considered to be zaman grama. Okay, but be it as it may, in fact, we didn't talk about it, just another aside, I want to go into something else. Are women chayavas, then this is another interesting question. Women are not chayavas in kriyashma. That's a beferish mishnah. A woman is not chayavas in kriyashma. Although although it's brought down that a woman should the chol apachas say one pasuk of Shema twice a day to be makabel ol malchus shemayim, but that's not a chiyuv of kriyat Shema. Is a woman chayeves in zechiras yitzias? Now kriyat Shema is one grama for sure. Why? Because in the daytime you have to do it the first fourth of the day, and although at night there's no zman, you can do it the whole night, but it's called zman grama because there are times of the day you can't do the mitzvah. What about zechiras yitzias Mitzrayim? Is a woman chayeves in the mitzvah of zechiras yitzias Mitzrayim? Now, like the Chachamim who say it's only a mitzvah in the day and it's not a mitzvah at night, then it would be obvious that women are patures. And even though you have a swara, okay, I'm trying to remember because I spoke about this with a pindrish. I'm trying to remember what I said here, what I said there. A woman would be patur, let's say, if you only do it beyond. You might ask Akasha on this. Doesn't the Gemara say, Af hein hayu bioso hanes, can override Zman Grama? A woman is chayeves in Dalit Kosos. A woman is chayeves in Mikra Megillah. A woman is chayeves in Ner Chanukah. Af hein hayu bioso hanes. So maybe a woman should be chayeves, like Dawud Kaisis, because they were in the nace of Yitzias Mitzrayim. So wouldn't that be a svara for Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim? The answer is no, because Taisus says in Arvei Pesachim and in Megillah that Af Hein Hayu B'Yaisei HaNeis is only a mechayev in a mitzvah derabbanan. Because look at the cases. Dawud Kosos, Marumas in this parsha, Mikra Megillah, and Ner Chanukah. Af hein hayu b'yaisei hanes is not a mechayev when there's a mitzvah d'yaraisa that's a man grama and haraya, because the only reason a woman is chayevus in matzah and haggadah is only because you're makish it to the yisr chametz. Whoever has the yisr chametz has the chiyuv of matzah and haggadah. And Tosfos asks the kasha, why do I need a hekesh? Say, Af hein hayu b'yaisei hanes. Answer, on a chiyuv d'oraisa, you need a hekesh. In other words, you can't override Zman Grama with a svara b'alma. So, kach hu adin, therefore, by zechiras yitzias Mitzrayim, if it's a mitzvah d'oraisa that's only noyeg b'yayim, a woman would not be chayeves because it's Zman Grama, and you don't have a hekesh on that. You don't have a hekesh to the yisur of chametz. Right? You don't have a hekesh. A woman would be putter. But the question that I want to ask is this. What if you hold like Ben Zayna that there's a mitzvah to do it day and night? It's a 24-hour-a-day mitzvah. Day and night. Would that, and it does, there's no lapse. Unlike Kriya Shema, there's no part of the day that doesn't have the mitzvah.
So is it a different mitzvah?
Well, that's the question. This way, would that be called a Zman Grama? So that's a Machlekes Rishayim. Some Rishayim say the following. Some Rishayim say, since it's a mitzvah you can do 24 hours a day, Memeva woman is Chayetz. Other Rishayim have a Svara that actually is very mistabra, and they say the following. This is not a 24-7 mitzvah, because if there's a separate mitzvah of the day, in other words, if there'd be a mitzvah to do it once in a 24-hour period, maskim, a woman would be chayevus. But the mitzvah of doing it in the day can only be done in the day. The mitzvah of doing it at night can only be done at night. Again, here the Abu Gram Svar works really well. The Torah can't tell a woman to do it in the day because she's meshuvah. The Torah can't tell her to do it at night because she's meshuvah. Meaning, a mitzvah that you have to, there's a chiluk between a mitzvah that you can do either in the day or in the night versus a mitzvah that you must do both in the day and in the night. And that is taka called a mitzvah saseh shazman grama, and women would be paturas. Yeah.
If she had to do it even once every 24 hours, why would that not interfere with the shiva to her children?
Well, that we say. I mean, the assumption of the halacha is that in a 24-hour period, she'll find some time to do it. Not, you know, you don't work your wife that hard. Hopefully, yeah.
How does wearing tzitzit at all interfere with her religious or spiritual?
Well, you're right. And practically, it's just a matter of when she gets dressed, let her put on tzitzit. Yeah, I understand, but. In the time of Chazal, you sometimes have to make your tzitzis. Like, in other words, again, I just want to point out, the Avodrum is giving a reason, but ultimately the Gemara itself makes a drasha. In other words, Zman Gerama is because we're makish kala terakula l'tfilin. In fact, it's fascinating. The actual dynamics of why a Zman Gerama is putter is because you ultimately learn it out from a not Zman Gerama. It's a very mudna hekesh. Here's how it works. We know that women are paturish from Talmud Torah, which is not Zman Gerama. Women are paturis mitalmud Torah. How do I know a woman is paturis mitalmud Torah? That's a straightforward drasha. Limadatem o son espenechem. You shall teach your sons Torah. We have a drasha below espenaisechem. So that's step one. Women are paturis mitalmud Torah. Step two. The Torah says by tefillin that you should wear tefillin, leman tia tairas Hashem bepicha, so that the Torah of Hashem should be in your mouth habitually. So the Gemara says that's a hekesh. We're makish Talmud Torah to tefillin. So what do I say? Just like women are paturas with Talmud Torah, women are paturas from tefillin. We then make a mamotzinu, and we say, just like tefillin is a Zman Gerama, because it is, you don't wear tefillin at night or Shabbos, and women are paturis, so I learn out, every mitzvah saseh she Zman Gerama, women are paturis, subject to many, many exceptions. So it's a mud nazach, because that means the ultimate source of the patur of Zman Gerama is actually from a mitzvah that is not Zman Gerama. Talmud Torah to tefillin, tefillin a binyan av to a mitzvah saseh Zman Gerama. Now the Chari in Svara, that's a very, very difficult drasha to understand, because why do you identify, when you make a mamatzinu, you're identifying the factor which creates the patur. Now, if the reason tefillin is putter because you're makish to Talmud Torah, in Svara it would have made more sense to say, well, since tefillin is an aspect of connecting to the psukim of Torah, so tefillin is putter because it's a chelik of Talmud Torah, and that wouldn't apply to tzitzis or lulav or shofar. In other words, you're picking a factor which is not the common factor it has with Talmud Torah, but it's almost as if you're identifying an independent factor in tefillin, which it does not share with the source from which you're learning the halakha. It's like a shared Russia, but the point I'm making is simply that the Avodrum is a Svara, but that's not the Makor. That's not the Makor of the Ptur of Zman Gerama. Yeah.
In the Torah, are women chayavos in tefillah on today?
Well, this depends on a huge machlokas. The Mishnah says b'feirish, women are chayavas in tefillah. Now the question is, there's a machlekes the Rambam and the Ramban. Is tefillah d'oraisa at all? Kriyat Shema is d'oraisa. Is tefillah d'oraisa at all? So the shitas haRambam, the Rambam shita is tefillah is a chiyav d'oraisa, based on the pasuk uli avdei b'chol levavchem and avayda shabalev, not peh, avayda shabalev is tefillah. But the Rambam says, the nusach ha-tefillah, and doing it three times, that's vaday d'rabban. Once a day, one sentence, please Hashem help me. Now there's a machlekes exactly how vait, in other words, the Rambam vaday says, the nusach ha-tefillah is d'rabbanan, or anshek nesach delu, which is d'rabbanan, three times a day, or twice a day, if Meir is rishas is d'rabbanan. But the question is, how minimal would it be for tefillah d'oraisa? Some want to say that even the Rambam would be maida. that your tefillah has to have the elements of shvach, bakasha, and todah. Right, Shmon Esrei is based on three brachos of praise. Then you ask Hashem, and then you express gratitude. So some say, yeah, I could daven in one sentence, to be sure, but I have to say, you know, I praise you, Hashem, for all that you do, please help me, and thank you. You know, you have to do it that way. If you stamazai says something, so that's the machlekes. If even the Rambam might be maida, that shvach, bakasha, and haidah might be deraisa. Now, Ramban, I'll come back to how it applies to women, it's very interesting. Ramban is chaylik on the Ramban. Ramban says that the Sifri's drasha, that uliyavdai b'chol uvavachem, is tefillah, is an asmachta b'yalma, and tefillah lagamri is a drabanan, except when it's b'yeis sara. When a person is b'yeis sara, then a person is mechuyiv to turn to Hashem b'tefillah.
Even more than once a day?
Yeah, as many sorrows as you have. Well, I'm telling you, if it's the same sorrow, no. I mean, per sorrow, you have to turn to tefillah. So they say like this, the Velt says over an interesting story. They say that the Brisker Rav was constantly saying during the day, the Eibushter Zohelfen, the Eibushter Zohelfen. So people thought that the Brisker Rav was a bit of an anxious personality, it's a bit of a nervous temperament, so he was nervous, he was always afraid of things, bad things happening. Of course, he lived with the Holocaust, so many tzaras did happen. And when he came to Eretz Yisrael, he also had a lot of things going on in Eretz Yisrael that for him were very, very sad. Gius Habanos, autopsies, all those sorts of things. So people thought he's nervous, he's always shaking. But the answer is no, he's nervous for a different reason. He was constantly in a state of suffix whether his problem was an ace sorrow or not. So his nervousness was not because he was nervous. He was nervous because he wasn't sure if he was mechuyev in tefillah d'oraisa according to the Ramban. So he was always saying, the Eibushter Zohelfen, by the way, you see that you don't need, according to this cheshbon, you don't need bakasha, and you don't need shvach and bakasha, because this is only
the Ramban.
The Rambam, you don't know yet. So Mamela, his nervousness was the suffix of being mechuyev in the mitzvah tefillah. That's why he always said, the Eibushter Zohelfen, help him to be sure he would be yaitzeh. It's a different chap in nervousness. I mean, the Etzem Masav, he wasn't nervous, but on this, okay. Because he held bitachon, what's to be nervous about? But if I'm mechuyev in davening, I have to be yaitzeh. Yes, you the davening. Okay. Now, how is this relevant to women? So here's the connection. The Mishnah in Brachas says b'feirish that although women are paturas from kriyashma, they're chayeves in tefillah and birchas hamazon. Now birchas hamazon is not as mangrama, and the Gemara discusses whether women are chayeves d'oraisa, which they should be, or maybe they're not chayeves d'oraisa because since birchas hamazon has to mention bris and Talmud Torah, there's a swear women are, okay, that's a shiloh. But why are the chayeves in tefillah? So this is how the Rambam learns. I'm sorry. The way the Rambam learns, the Rambam says the following. When it says they're chayeves in tefillah, they're only chayeves in tefillah on a d'oraisa level. They're not chayeves in tefillah on a rabbanon level. Because on a rabbanon level, tefillah is a mitzvah saseh shezman grama. On the d'oraisa level, this is Rambam, women are, it's not siman grama. So according to the Shitas HaRambam, a woman only has to daven the d'oraisa prayer. That's once a day, in a nusach of her own choosing, in her own words. And then there's a machlokes, does it have to be shvach, bakasha, anti-dah? Many, the poskim that follow the Rambam, which includes the Magen Avraham, actually say a woman could be yaitzei the chayvas tefillah with birchas hashachar, or with even modani, some say, if you hold you don't need the bakasha element, and the like. Now, according to the Ramban, that's not shayach. It's not shayach to say the woman's daily chiyuv is the doraisa tefillah. According to the Ramban, there is no daily chiyuv of a Doraisa Tefillah. So Memela al Korchach, the Mishnah means that since women need Rachamim, this is a Yaitse Min HaKlal on Zman Grama. So according to the Shita Ramban, a woman is Chayeves Midrabanan, the same as a man, in the Shemona Esrei of Shachris and Mincha. Mishnah Berurah says that Myriv not, because even for men we paskin it's a Rishus, women were not Makables. Aruch HaShulchan says women are Chayeves and Myriv too. Now, the standard teaching of Beis Yaakov today is that women have to daven the Shachris and Mincha. Again, I'm talking about Shemona Esrei. I mean, all the other stuff you have to add, that gets complicated. Are they chayiv and smichas gulu l'tfil? If we have, they have to say birchas kriyas shema b'mechala pachas. They are chayavis in Shemona Esrei. Unless maybe they're taking care of very young children, then they become Isaac b'mitzvah, patrim in the mitzvah. But I do want to say that the minhag in the shteklach in Eastern Europe, for most religious women, who are very firm, was they did not daven. Many didn't know how to read. They did not daven a Shemona Esrei kavua. They said techinas. Techinas were very popular. These are Yiddish svarim of different tefillas, and women would say a techina. So the Magen Avraham was actually followed until the start of the Beis Yaakov movement. The Beis Yaakov movement, Sarish Nera, started the Beis Yaakov movement in the after World War I. And since then, it became more nispashya. Now, the Mishnah Berurah's Haira is Taka, that women should daven the Shemona Esrei. But again, it's not uncommon that the Mishnah Berurah's Psak did not always reflect the Minhag Yisrael that may have been practiced even in Rav, and indeed, some of the Minhagim, the Chafetz Chaim himself practiced. Lagabi different Hilchos Brachos, people were made that the Chafetz Chaim did not do what his Psak was in the Mishnah Berurah, because he felt he had a minhag, so he should follow his minhag, but if he didn't have a minhag, you know, do so and so. Rav Meisha said, well, Rav Meisha has a tshuva about, do you stand during Havdalah or sit during Havdalah? So Rav Moshe says, in the tshuva, you should very definitely, like the Rama said, you should very definitely sit for Havdalah, although he stands because that was his father's minhag. But he says, the halacha is you should sit. Mm-hmm. Oh, I stand, you know. So by the Chafetz Chaim, there was such a thing as well. But until the Beis Yaakov movement, the minhag in Europe, the Derech Klal was that women did not daven full Shemona Esrei. Now, I once said, when I was saying this over once, I once said the Chafetz Chaim's mother probably did not daven a full Shemona Esrei. Somebody corrected me, and they said they happened to know that she taka did. So all right, so maybe that's why she was zaycha to such a sense. So I want to be careful. So I'm not going to say, you know, who didn't, but many, many women were sumach on the Magen Avraham that they were yaseh with techinas. Yeah.
Does that mean that they're passing like the Ramban fully, that any time the saros is a doraisa to daven also, or they're just doing it for lechumah?
No, it's only L'chumr. They're not passing like the Ramban. But they're doing it L'chumr. By the way, this has an interesting implication by Kiddush. It's not a mitzvah tonight, but this is very, very fascinating. We know that before you daven, during the week, let's say, not on Shabbos, before you daven, so you're not allowed to eat, unless you're chalash, but you're allowed to drink water, unflavored coffee, whatever. You can drink water in the L'chumr, that's for sure. Everything else is a shaila. Okay, now this rule applies to Shabbos morning as well. I can drink water before I go to shul, but once I daven shachris, I'm not allowed to even drink water, because after tefillah shachris it is potentially a zman seuda, and therefore I become chayev in kiddush. And once I am nischayev in kiddush, I cannot even have water without kiddush, right? So paradoxically, before I daven shacharis, I can have water. After I daven shacharis, I cannot even have water. Now, with a woman, this could be more chamar, because let's say before I go to shul, I say morning brachos. Since for me it's not a kiyum of shacharis, I'm not nischayev in kiddush yet, so I can still have water until I daven shacharis. But if a woman said Birchas HaShachar, I'll talk about it. Let's say it's a single woman first, because a married woman is another complication. A single woman says Birchas HaShachar, since according to the Rambam, she has been Mekayim her Chayvas Tefillah, then even before she goes to shul, she would not be allowed to drink water without making Kiddush. And of course, you can't just make Kiddush drink water, then the question of wine and everything else, mezonos. So it's kind of a double bind, except in a sense, because Lefi Shitas HaRamban, she's not allowed to have mezonos because she hasn't davened yet. And Lefi Shitas HaRamban, she can't have water without Kiddush because she was Yotzei. In other words, if you went all the way, if you simply went like the Rambam, you could make Kiddush. But I'll leave it to Emes, since L'chumra were chayshes like the Rambam, she can't make Kiddush either. So Mamela, husband can still drink tea, or whatever, unflavored tea. Wife can't drink anything. Married or living for now. Rav Moshe has a tshuva like this. Rav Moshe does have a tshuva. Rav Moshe has a tshuva about a married woman. This is an interesting tshuva. Rav Moshe has a tshuva that since a married woman should eat her suda with her husband, she is not considered chayevus and kiddush until he's chayev and kiddush. So therefore, Rav Moshe's tshuva is she could continue to eat whatever she could eat. In fact, Rav Moshe's mashma, even after she davened, it's a big kiddush, even after she davened, let's say she went to a hashkamimim. Rav Moshe's mashma, she's not chayevus and kiddush till the husband davened shachris.
Can she make kiddush for Rav Moshe before the husband's able to?
So she can make kiddush, yeah. She could make kiddush, but she's not chayevus and kiddush. So that's a nekuda. So therefore, this theoretical difference in Birchas HaShachar wouldn't apply to a married woman, but b'chayrit, it does apply, I think the love is, it does apply to a single girl. Now, when she says Birchas HaShachar, now, some posts can say like this, some posts can say that maybe it's totally on kavana, that if her kavana is to go to shul and daven a whole shachris, it's ke'ilu she is mechavein not to be yaitzei the chayvas tefillah like the Rambam with Birchas HaShachar, and since she's mechavein not to be yaitzei the chayvas tefillah, even though she's mechavein to say the brachas, but not to be yaitzei the chayvas tefillah, so she'd be allowed. So Maisa, I think the common minhag is that we do allow girls to have whatever they could have before davening, they can have it even after Birchas HaShachar. Because we're saying this cheshbon that if their kavana, even if they don't daven a whole shmona during the week, but if on Shabbos their kavana is to go to shul and daven a whole shmona esrei, that's kila their mechavan not to be yaitzei chayvas tefillah. So the light of the belt is, I think the belt is makel, but it's a very fascinating point where a kula could be a chumra. You see, the fact that the Rambam says the girl is yaitzei with Birchas HaShachar could actually create a chumra in what she could eat after Birchas HaShachar, because she arguably becomes Nischayev and Kiddush at an earlier point. Okay, so that was just something to keep in mind. So that answered your question, right? Oh, okay, all right. Now to go back to the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. Again, we'll probably have to be Mamshechus. And the problem is this. The Tanakh Ben Zayma darshans Kol Yemei Chayecha Hayamim, Kol Yemei Chayecha Halelas. The Chachamim darshan Yemei Chayecha Hayamim, and Kol Yemei Chayecha Lahavi Yemaisa Mashiach. And even though the pasuk in Yirmiyahu says we're not going to be maskir Yetzias Mitzrayim when Yemaisa Mashiach comes, because the Geula Hasida is going to be that much greater, but they learn it means it'll be tafel. You see, them will be tafel, but we're still going to mention it. Now, last week I mentioned the Svar from Rav Chaim, and Rav Chaim says that the pashtus of the Gemara, this is how most people would learn the Gemara, is that the machlokes ben Zayma and the Chachamim is twofold. Meaning, if you're Marbe Laila, you're not going to be Masker Limos HaMashiach. And if you're Masker Limos HaMashiach, you're not going to be Masker Laila. In other words, it's all about Talia. Because Kol is either Mar Ben Night or Kol is Mar Beli Mosa Mashiach. So if you remember, this is how Rav Chaim was Miyashiv the Rambam. Why doesn't, if the Rambam holds, as he does, that the mitzvah of Zechira is a mitzvah d'oraisa, then why in his list of the Taryag mitzvahs doesn't he list it? So Zak Rav Chaim, because since the Rambam holds, like Ben Zayma, it's Nayeg day and night, that means the Rambam says it's not going to be Nayeg L'Mos HaMashiach. And in Klal Gimel, or Shirish Gimel of the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam says, any mitzvah that will not be Nayeg L'Dayreis is not Nichnas in the Minyan Taryag. And since the Rambam paskins like Ben Zayma, it's not going to be Nayeg L'Dayreis, because it will be Batel L'Mos HaMashiach. Zezak Rav Chaim, which means Eino Chinami. According to the Chachamim that say that we are going to be Maskir L'Mos HaMashiach, it would have been Nichnas in the Minyan Tayyar. So I want to share with you a Svara of the Native Yehuda. Tzlach, it's in Tzlach, it's in the Sefer and Brachos. Obviously, Tzlach lived 150 years before Rav Chaim, but the Tzlach, you see, does not learn like Rav Chaim. The Tzlach wants to say the following. If you look in the Gemara, actually look at the Mishnah itself. The Mishnah itself is a Mud Nazach. The Mishnah in Brachos, this is the part of the Mishnah that's not quoted in the Haggadah. The Mishnah in Brachos begins with a statement. Mazkirin Yitzias Mitzrayim Baleilais. We are mechuyev to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim at night. Now that's a stamp statement. It doesn't say Divrei Ben Zoma V'chachamim Omrim Ein Maskirin. It says Stamazoi Maskirin Yitzias Mitzrayim Baleilais. The Negev Yehuda will be Mochiach. Again, I'll leave the Raya for next time. That even though there's a Machlokes Ben Zayma and the Chachamim, where Ben Zayma uses the Riboy of Kol for Laila, and the Chachamim use the Riboy of Kol for Yemos HaMashiach, even the Chachamim that use the Riboy of Kol for Yemos HaMashiach will be Moda that you're mechuyev to be masker at night, not because of the Riboy of Kol, but because they hold misvara, there's no reason. In other words, like this. Why does Ben Zoma need a Riboy for night? So the Gemara says, because the Iker Yitzia was Biyom. So Ben Zoma says, I would have thought you're putter at night. That's why I need Kol. The Native Yehuda wants to learn, when the Chachamim use Kol to be Marbe Mashiach, it's not that they would say you don't do it at night. They would simply say Yomim includes Laila. They hold that since Makas Bechairis happened at night, that's enough to make night the Iker Zman of Geula. See, from the Gemara you don't see Fakir, because the only thing the Gemara says is the following. Be careful to keep the Gemara. The Gemara says that Ben Zayma, who's Mar Ben Night, is not going to be Maskir L'Mos HaMashiach. So the Gemara does say Ben Zayma is not Maskir L'Mos HaMashiach, and the Chachamim are Maskir. That part, the Gemara clearly says, is a Machlokas. But the Gemara never says, in other words, the Gemara says, according to Ben Zayma, you're not Maskir L'Mos HaMashiach. But the Gemara never says, according to the Chachamim, you're not Maskir at night. Rav Chaim just assumes that you flip it, because if you're using Kol for Yemos HaMashiach, you don't have a Riboy for night, and then you're going to Pater. But the Native Yehuda says, what if we posit this way? The reason the Chachamim use Kol Yemos HaMashiach is not because they hold you're not Maskir at night, but they hold there's no Hava Amina to exclude night in the first place. any tainis. It's meduyik from the Mishnah that way. Because when the Mishnah starts off with the halacha maskirin yitzias ma'baleilais, it's a stoma. Right? And it doesn't say there's a machlaikis in that halacha. Now, if you learn like the Nadi Yehuda, the reason Rav Chaim's teretz falls is the following. Rav Chaim assumes that the Rambam paskins like Ben Zayis. Now, the Rambam simply says you're mechuyev to be masker at night. Rav Chaim says that gotta be Ben Zoma. And since Ben Zoma says you're not masker limosa Moshiach, it's a mitzvah that will lapse with time. According to Nadi Yehuda, you don't have any raya that the Rambam paskins like Ben Zoma. Maybe the Rambam paskins like the Chachamim. And even if he paskins like the Chachamim, you're still going to be masker at night, and you're going to be masker limosa Moshiach. Because remember, the Rambam never tells you man the Amram. The Rambam doesn't write in the Mishnah Torah, I paskin like Ben Zoma. Although it's interesting, look at the parish of Mishnayos, because there he does say which man the Amram. So the Nadi Yehuda's taina is that the Rambam also is my brother. That answers another kasha. Remember, I asked the kasha yesterday, how could the Rambam, or last week, how could the Rambam pass on like Ben Zayma? One of the Rambam's Yud Gimel Ikarim is all the mitzvahs are going to be Naig Limosa Mashiach. According to Nadi Yehuda, that's exactly right. The Rambam Taka Paskins that way. So all I'm saying is that according to Nadi Yehuda, there is Bichlal, no Raya at all that the Rambam Paskins like Ben Zoma. So it's actually Hadra Kushal Leduchta. Why does the Rambam not count Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim in the Minyan Tayag if indeed there is no Hechrich that the Rambam paskins like Ben Zayim?
So in the Pirush Mishnayos, he paskins like Ben Zayim?
No, I have to see. I don't know. There's something to look at. We have to. Is there a Masechus Brachos? Let's see what he says. That'd be interesting. Yes, Masechus Brachos, just or is a rug. There's no. Yes, I see Brachos. Yeah. Let's see, this would be interesting. Let's see what he says. I don't know why I didn't think to check this. 1 second. He doesn't say. Okay. He often says he doesn't say. So you can learn either way. So the point I want to make is now the Nadi Yehuda gives another teretz. He doesn't bring Rav Chaim's teretz. But all I'm saying is he couldn't say Rav Chaim's teretz because the way that Tzlach learns the whole sugya, there is bichlal no raya that the Rambam paskins like Ben Zoma because even like the Chachamim you're masker at night. Now he builds it on other things as well. I'll leave it later. So he gives another teretz. He gives teretz that the reason why we don't count it as a mitzvah is that the pasuk is actually not in a lashon sivui because it says leman tiskor. It's actually because the context of the pasuk says you should eat matzah and maror in order that you should remember the Exodus all the days of your life. It's implied that you have an obligation to do so, but the Torah does not actually say, remember the Exodus. The Torah says, do mitzvahs A, B, and C in order that you should have that thought. But since the Torah does not directly say, have that thought, he tainas, once again, it's a chi of the Araisa, but it's not nichnas, l'minyan tayyad, because it is not befeirush, it's a clown, it's not befeirush, belashayin, Seaway. Okay? Okay. And maybe we'll stop here.
During the Nabi Yehuda, who's against the Fatah?
Ben Zoma.
Would still say you don't, in Rosh Mashiach, you don't.
No, that's 100% correct. Yeah. See, that the Gemara tells us. That's very important.
Right, so
the Gemara tells us, Beferish, that according to Ben Zoma, you're not Masker Limosu Mashiach. According to Chamura, that much you can't argue with.
Right.
But the Nadi Yehuda's point is that just because the Rambam says you have to do it at night is not because he paskins like Ben Zalman, because even the Chachamim who say you mentioned Limos and Mashiach hold there's no reason to exclude night.
But the fact that he doesn't count it in one of the Taryag, then you say that he could have given a refined answer.
In Ben Zoma, Rav Chaim's answer is good.
Right.
But you no longer have any raya that the Rambam paskins like Ben Zoma. Yeah, in other words, Rav Chaim's answer is true in Ben Zoma. So the way Rav Chaim learns, Ben Zoma is not maskir in the Mosim Mashiach, and the Chachamim are not maskir at night, since the Rambam says you have to be maskir at night, he has to be going like Ben Zoma. But like the Nei Devida, there's no raya. The Nei Devida is mechadesh, that there is no machlokes about night at all. The only thing is, Ben Zayma would logically exclude nights, so he needs a riboy. The Chachamim don't exclude nights, and therefore they don't need a riboy. That's how the Nei Devida learns. And his diuk is that the resha of the Mishnah, maskirin yitzias emelelas, is a single statement with Divrei Yaakov. It doesn't say there's any machlokes on that day. Okay.
In the morning, it's going to say at night, and there's no machlokus on that. You shouldn't also say in the morning.
Well, but again, the Mishnah is really talking about Kriya Shema. So the idea is like this: the Mishnah already said you have to say Vayomer because of Tzitzis, which includes Yetzias Mitzrayim. So it's trying to warn, even at night where there's no Tzitzis, you have to mention it because of Yetzias Mitzrayim. The reason it mentions night is to pick up the Parshas Tzitzis at night. Okay.
Can I go on? It seems like it's different than other mitzvahs. That other mitzvahs, I just couldn't think of any mitzvahs as Man Gromo. You have this time to do the mitzvah, and if you didn't do it by this time, no more chance.
Right.
Tzitzis, but it's basically you have to do the mitzvah. You have to do it, and if you didn't do it this time, you missed it. Tzitzis, you don't have to wear a four-cornered garment.
You don't have to wear the four-cornered garment. Yeah, in Echidami. It's a sign of Chiyubis B'klal. But on the other hand, we're also saying that when a woman is wearing a four-cornered garment, she must put up, she must attach the tzitzis to it. So in that sense, in other words, tzitzis is a mitzvah chiyuvis subject to a condition. Meaning it's not an optional mitzvah.
Right.
It's a mitzvah that becomes obligatory when a certain condition occurs that you're wearing a beged of four canvas.
I was wondering, according to the Rush, if I was to wear a night garment that had four corners, I would make a bracha.
According to the Rush.
So today also, not suffering bracha zahaka?
Yeah, suffering bracha zahaka, yeah.
Today also, I wouldn't make a bracha.
Does it make something a beged laila? If there's a pair of tzitzis a person wears every night, that's his night pair. But everybody wears that pair during the day, and he would wear it during the day, just
in
the same way he wears during the day.
It seems to be that the Rush defines it by general use, meaning if this is the type of garment that Rov Bnei Adam normally wear in the day.
So each person, there's no such thing really as a tzitzis that is a night tzitzis.
That's correct.
These days, in general.
That's correct. Tzitzis would be called the ksus yayim, even though
you
have a special
pair
that you wear at night.
Is nighttime Daraisa still Zman Tefillin?
Daraisa it is, yeah. Actually, we actually paskin that Shabbos is not, but we paskin that nighttime is, and it's only Xeri you'll fall asleep and be Mafiach in Tefillin. That's why it's actually put down Mahalacha, although that you're not Machiyim, that although you're not allowed to put on Tefillin at night because of the Xeri Rabbanan, you don't have to remove them. If you were wearing Tefillin before Shkia, you can keep them on after Shkia. Because the Gezerah only meant in history to put them on. But, yeah.